The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. The Power Mall is open, by the way. For those of you who want to go to donate to the cause and get yourself one of these Joyce Riley coffee mugs, $100 donation or better gets you one of them, and then you can have a cup of coffee with me in the morning while you're listening. Dr. Mark Sherwood is with us. You are going to be taking a hiatus after at about 10 after, right? You got another appointment?
Yeah, it's a busy day. You know, a lot of people are asking about this type of subject matter
we're dealing with.
It's crazy right now in our world.
So from your perspective, and I want to get to these calls because we've got two people hanging on the phone right now that wanted to talk to and ask you a question. What are we doing as far as, what do Americans need to be doing right now as far as, I'm trying to be proactive, not reactive. But in a situation like this, when they're coming across the border and it seems like we're all looking at this situation, go, what are we supposed to do? What advice?
Well, first of all, we've got to be cool and calm and not panic. We have to control what we can control, Dave, and realize there are things we can't control. Where's our action got to take place? It's got to take place locally. Our actions as people have to be involved and get involved in your local precincts, your local counties, your local cities, and find out where you can get involved to become part of the solution. And then talk to somebody else and see if you can get one other person involved. That's what we do, right? We can't just sit back and talk and complain about the problem because that's a glaring thing. That's why, I'm getting involved all the time. I'm trying to figure out where I can fit in. I'm one voice. You're one voice. We put our voices together. We, the people, can rise up again and be heard.
Yep. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Dr. Mark Schurer. Go ahead.
Hey, cut to the chase. You want the border shut down. What do you do? Do you shoot anybody that's 18 to 30 and is a male? I mean, the bottom line going to fall to? And then with those images on TV, the corpses, the people, I mean, how else is it going to be handled if it comes to that? Does it have to come to that?
I don't think so, Tim. I appreciate the thought, and I've been there. I think, you treat it much like you would an airport. Not everybody can get into the secured area. You put the barriers up, you put people up there, you put visible security, surveillance security, and you hope it never comes to that. And you don't fire on people because, they're male or female or age. No, you only protect. We are called to protect and serve, and we honor the border, we honor the people, and we treat them well, but they're just not coming in. And I think it boils down to that common sense response.
Yeah, they are human beings after all. But the thing is that, if they can't do what they're supposed to do to legally enter the country, and I feel really sorry for all the people. And I brought this up on the show, Dr. Mark, about all these people that got into the country legally and they took the oath and they took the classes, they paid the attorneys, they did everything they were supposed to do to become legal. And then they're just sitting back going, man, this isn't right. They're looking at the situation and they're just, this is enough to drive them crazy. And I really feel sorry for them. Yes. Mike in Alaska, you are on the phone with Dr. Mark Sherwood. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, David. Here's what we do. We bring down trailer-mounted sonic weapons clean across the border. We turn them on. We hold them back, maybe half a mile, keep them off the border. We use cell phone blackouts, blanket blackout the entire area. So they're stinking United Nations and Obama provided cell phones don't work. And David, I disagree with you respectfully. I think we need to start impeachment on Biden Mayorkas, Kamala. I want to tie them up, and I want to expose to the morons in this country what's going on. Believe it or not, there's people out there my age, and, you know, I'm pushing 100. There's people out there my age that have never heard of Alex Jones. I'm like, are you serious? Where have you been hiding? What rock are you living under where you don't know what's going on in our country right now? We need tribunals. We need impeachment. We need to arrest Blinken, Garland, Ray. Our governors suck. 50 governors have been notified. Please send help. None of them are sending help.
Well, Kerry Lake's the only one. DeSantis just did.
Oh, well, what do you know? What do you know?
Hey, it's a political year, okay? Come on, Mike. Now, look, I'm not saying that it's not right to impeach them because they literally have failed the Constitution of the United States. I'm just saying right now with the political theater the way it is, I just don't see it happening. That's the bigger problem because we the people haven't put our foot down. There's so much brouhaha going on in Congress and political theater. You know, we need a giant proctology. D.C. needs an enema. I mean, there is no getting
around. Well, we know that. We know the Senate is useless with that moron goober in there, McConnell. But let me tell you guys something. The cities and the counties are just as corrupt as our government. There's not going to be nothing done until we get Congress to move. Marjorie Taylor Greene promised impeachment on day one. No, they're worthless. Everybody in Congress is worthless. Everybody in the Senate's worthless. We need a revolution. Period.
Okay, with that, I'm going to just like, whoop, okay, that was the magic word right now. The NSA is probably listening to this broadcast. Hi, fellas, how you doing? Dr. Mark, what's your take on this? See, I mean, we're all trying to be civil here, but there is going to come a point in time where we have it up to here, and I mean, this is where things are going to get radical. What's your take on the comment?
Yeah, and I appreciate, you know, Mike's passion. I really do. And I appreciate the heart behind it because, you know, you want to honor that. And I thought, you know, kind of a good idea brought up there about other ideas to secure the border. Those are great. You know, I think we need to look at all angles to secure it with the greatest force, but to provide a situation where we don't have to use the greatest force, if you get my drift. I think that's a good thing. As far as impeachment goes, there's no doubt that these are impeachable offenses. There's no question. And I tend to agree with you, Dave, that I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's just political discourse, political nonsense, and political just talking as well. You know, I wish it would happen. But I think the country, and I go back to what I said in segment one, we are going to have the opportunity to save the country, save the republic as we know it, only by the local and state level, only by that. I've lost confidence in the complete discontinuity of the federal government the way it is, and I don't think they're going to do anything. I don't think they can. I don't think they've got the courage, and I don't think they've got the desire. Local action creates national effect.
And this is one of the reasons why I wish they would have elected you governor of Oklahoma, because we wouldn't have what Kevin Stitt is doing.
No.
It just would not happen. This is why, folks, you know, when people are blind to what's really going on and they're paying more attention to politics than what's really going on in their own backyard, we run into nothing but trouble. Dr. Mark, any parting comments? Because I'm watching the clock and you got 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me, Dave, as always.
I wish you could stay the whole bloody hour and take phone calls, man, because, I mean, people need to get right with God and get right with themselves and what's going on in their community.
Well, we'll do it again whenever. I just really enjoy you, enjoy the audience. I've appreciated, you know, Mike and Sherry and Tim calling in. They're great. I honor them for doing that. Thank you for caring enough to make a phone call. I think we can't lose the faith. You know, I think that's the words that I would have for people. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. As long as we have breath, we have hope. And as long as we have breath and hope, we have faith. Let's keep it going. See if we can get involved. Trust God above all things. He did not, you know, America chose God. And because of that, the nation has been blessed. People individually, once again, need to individually choose God. And as we choose God, he will give us wisdom, direction, guidance, protection, provision, and wisdom. And I really believe that. I don't have the answers. You don't have the answers, all of them. But God has the answers. We've got to trust in that, Dave. And when we do, not if, but when, we are going to be okay. We're going to stand together.
Well, I appreciate that and a vote of confidence. Dr. Mark Sherwood, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to have you back again. And by the way, I back the blue. I'm a member of Arkansas and Florida Sheriff's Association. Yep. Been that way for a long time. And because of the fact that they're basically telling the BATF, read between the lines. Yes, we can't have, we can't continue to have Waco's and Ruby Ridge's folks and the sheriff in McLennan County just gave up and let the feds do whatever they want. This is the same problem. We're just having a repeat performance. I'm going to get you back on the show in the future. We're going to talk about this as we get towards mission critical, because I have a feeling this is where it's going. In the meantime, thank you for your service. I wish to God that you would have been governor. I really do. And that's, you don't mind if I call you governor. I know you don't.
No, sir.
Because, you know, you got to put the thought in people's head, because you might run again. You never know. Thank you so much for being on the show, sir. God bless you and the work you're doing to try to wake up America. We appreciate everything you're doing to work with Clay Clark and all the gang up there, too. So
God bless
you. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and God bless you and everything you do.
Appreciate you, Dave. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. All right. There you have it, folks. Dr. Mark Sherwood. And he ran for governor of Oklahoma and did not get in. And see the thing is when you get to see people with the right mindset, you know, and they're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to be godly. They're trying to use godly principles and get involved in community. And, you know, they're trying to share the right ideas with people so that we don't have these kinds of conflicts and people don't want to listen. See, the powers that be that have this dark money, they come in, penetrate what's going on, and the people who should be in office aren't in office. This is why, you know, we've got time for your phone calls now. You want to react to what we've just been talking about? 844-769-2944. Phone lines are open the rest of the hour. You can talk about anything that we're having a conversation about right now. If you want to call in, we still have some time left. I'm going to continue to cover some of the news stories that are going on right now. Even with this federal judge ordered a preliminary injunction on the parole with conditions policy that would allow federal authorities to release illegal immigrants into the country without a court date. The directives that are being given to the CBP down at the border right now probably are going to go completely against. They're probably given orders. You do what I tell you. I'm the president. I don't give a damn what this federal judge says. He's a moron. You just keep letting them in. You agree with that? I mean, this is the thing about what's happening at our southern border right now that people don't understand. I want to talk for a minute about Tim Scott and Joe Manchin joining forces on a bill to help invisible Americans build credit scores. First off, I want to know, who are invisible American consumers that they are referring to? People don't understand. I wrote a book called The Credit Restoration Primer. Don't think I haven't studied the Fair Credit Reporting Act, because I have. Now, see, here's the thing. This legislation, it's called the Credit Access and Inclusion Act. Oh, inclusion. DEI, inclusion. Diversity, is it fair? How are we going to do this? They want to allow property owners and telecom providers to report certain positive consumer credit information to credit reporting agencies. According to the bill, if a consumer makes payments promptly, it will count toward their credit score. That's not the way the credit reporting agencies, which are private corporations, that's not how they're functioning. They have to behave according to the Fair Credit Reporting Act. All right. There are already bills. There's already legislation through the Fair Credit Reporting Act that's already been passed. When the Fair Credit Reporting Act was there, we had Section 611A et sequium that allows a consumer to report on any item of information on their credit report, okay? Section 611A allows you to challenge and dispute bad trade line items on your credit report. Anything that's reported is negative. You can dispute past addresses, because your past addresses are tied to your past debts. Hint, hint, hint. Did you hear what I just said? All right, understand that you can dispute all your names or former names, names you were known by, other aliases you used. You can call up and say, I never used that name. Well, actually, you don't call up. You actually file a formal written dispute. They have to investigate it. They've got 30 days to investigate it. Got it? This whole nonsense about reporting good information to the credit report, you can ask the credit bureaus to contact a certain creditor and request that the creditor report back on your prompt payment. It's already a part of the law, folks. Tim Scott and Joe Manchin, don't you have anything better to do with your time than sit there and pass stuff that's already been passed into law? This is just freaking crazy. What do they say in Ireland? Feckin' idiots? Yeah. Brady in Vegas, you're on. Go.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. The situation here at the border, it's a little bit too late. One funny thing is, after all these years now, especially the last couple of years, we haven't heard one word of deportation. I'm the biggest fan of deportation in the world right now. I see what's happening. And remember the slave trade, which happened, you know, 400 years ago. And, you know, the countries responsible back then, say, like Africa with Shaka Khan and all them guys that were the warlords that were selling the slaves, putting them on the ships that were funded by the Jews. Not one of them have ever said anything about their part in the slave trade. And they were the biggest ones that influenced the slave trade. But coming back to this country and the border, what this country has become come under Biden, which I now call Shaka Biden, because he's the biggest slave trader in the world right now. There's over 100,000 kids missing right now. Where are they all going? Where are all these people that are coming from the different countries? Not one person has been apprehended and arrested. There's thousands of them on the terrorist watch list that we're apprehending every day. We're screwed. It's too late. I don't know what we got to do, but I think the word of the day is deport.
Well, it would be nice if they would follow the law and follow the Constitution, Brady, but they're not doing it. And so, therefore, it's up to we the people to be vigilant. We the people need to arm ourselves. We the people need to start growing food. We the people need to start having conversations with our next door neighbors. And we need to find out what their mindset is, because the last thing you want is for your woke next door neighbor to be, you know, he may be armed and you just don't know it, but then he's over there knocking on your door, pointing the gun in your face, demanding all your food and everything else. So you got to get into your neighbor's mindset and get some like-minded people out there to understand exactly what's going on. I mean, I am sure that, Brady, everybody shares your exact opinion into what's going on here. And yes, we are screwed if we the people don't start talking to our neighbors and start collectively getting together, like Dr. Mark Sherwood said, and make our community stronger. It's just not going to happen if people stay cowering. This is part of the big program. This is what happened with the lockdowns in 2020. It was deliberately designed to turn members of the family and members of the community against each other so that we refuse to communicate. And we're all sitting there cowering in there, waiting for the illegals to show up at our front door so we can sit there and go, my God, what do we do now? There's illegals trying to get in our house. What do we do now? Now, imagine that you're one of the people down on the border and they're surrounding your house, because that's what they're doing to all these border ranches down there. They can't even let their kids play in the yard. They got to keep their kids contained. They're cowering and they're afraid to use resistance or force. Some of these guys actually have fired warning shots and scared them all away. This is a pretty sad situation right now, Brady, don't you think?
Well, again, you know, like all the neighbors and stuff, you know, the problem is when you got neighbors here, like where I'm at, I live in a mobile home park here right on the strip in Las Vegas. The problem is when your neighbors are freaking crazy, how in the hell are you supposed to get anything past them? They don't understand even what's in the jab, that the government's trying to mass genocide us. We're in a spiritual war against good versus evil. They don't even know what the heck they're picking up in the morning, what the paper is. They're so far gone.
Yeah,
you got all these people here that are all suffering from the effects of the jab. And one unfortunate thing that the people aren't telling you, when you get the death jab, I researched this weekend, there's 32 inserts of Ebola strains in that. Isn't that great, Dave? Along with 11 or 12 other AIDS inserts. Isn't that great? And then you go back and you got to ask, who is that man that started all this? And it comes back to the evil one, Fauci. We need to hang that SOB.
Yep. Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one, Brady. Thanks for your call. Sherry in Kansas, you're back on the phone again. My goodness, what prompted you this time?
Well, I didn't want to take up too much time with your guest.
No,
because he's very good.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. I like him. I like him a lot.
The problem I see with the elections, or at least one of them, is in the less populated states, like, you know, and then you've got the populated states that have a lot of electoral votes, and this is just for the presidential election.
Right, California, Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, then the swing states, yeah.
Yeah, these mail-in and the drop boxes, there is no chain of custody. And so I would think that the states should, that don't have that, that get rid of that, that they would have a, they should be able to say, hey, we just don't acknowledge this election. Because of, I mean, right now, Carrie Lake's in court because of the, you know, they only allowed like 3 seconds to verify the signatures on these mail-in ballots. And they've got these crooked judges that they've already pre-positioned. So there are no safeguards as far as I can see. What, you know, there's nothing in the Constitution, is there, that's going to, you know,
safeguard?
Give the, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But there is a safeguard in the Constitution. It's called the Second Amendment.
Oh, well, yeah. But they're just trying to get us into civil war.
I understand that completely, and we have been resistant to that, thank God, because, I mean, you never know when all of a sudden you're – and so this is why they had these exercises in Houston. I don't know if you heard that, but they were having nuclear radiation exercises in Houston where they literally came in for the entire week, the FBI did, and they were training agents on how to respond in a nuclear situation, nuclear catastrophe. Now, the thing is in a regular nuclear catastrophe, I mean, come on, I don't know what these people are thinking, but you can't go out there in radiation suits and think that you're going to survive a direct hit, you know, especially if they target a military area that you happen to be living near and you, you know, you don't have nuke protect, you don't have any of the stuff that you need. These guys are not smart. They're being told what to do. The people who are training them are not smart. They're not elected officials. They don't really represent we the people. They represent a jackbooted fascist bunch of thugs that are going to go out and try and inflict on a given area. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as their vehicles operate and they can get around, they don't understand what EMP shields are for. And if their vehicles don't work, they're not going anywhere. So the thing is that people are going to have to migrate on foot to get to your door to do whatever is going to happen in a civil war situation, especially if it's post-EMP, because you know when EMP hits, that's when everything is going to get crazy and people are going to go door to door looking for a way to survive. It's just, this is where the civil war really is going to take place. The cities will implode. We already know that. Austin and San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, El Paso, all the major cities, they're gone. They're toast. They will literally, whatever government entities are there, are going to literally shut down the cities. I've heard that they've got charges or some sort of mines on the bridges outside Dallas. They will literally encase and shut down that entire market. You can anticipate all the major cities and wherever they are, they're going to stop the hordes from trying to get out. This is why they're going to implode, and people just not aware of this. The stuff that I've heard and these concentration camps and all, I mean, I don't even think that we're going to get that far. I think Americans who have had it up to here are going to retaliate when the feds or whoever it is that it's come to their door. If we have another Red Dawn situation, you know, we're all going to turn into Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen and, you know, whatever. This is what's going to happen. We're all going to end up having to defend what we believe in. It's all going to come down to what happens when they show up at your door. And how are you going to react? I mean, that's what this is all about. In the meantime, I mean, we've got to try to plug in and try to find like-minded people. If it isn't your next-door neighbor, it's somebody else that you can connect with. But I agree with what I've heard from Dr. Mark about putting, and even Mike brought this up, about putting some sort of, we're talking about the LRADs that you literally can take, put on the border. The sheriff could even do this. He could put LRADs up there. They use this to stop rioters and stuff in Pittsburgh. And you aim these LRADs across the river and just turn those warbles on and drive these people back, because these things have at least a mile range and they're hitting them with 150 decibels of ear-splitting warble. And they literally could turn these people around and drive them all back humanely. And they're not doing it. I mean, all these different solutions that we've come up with here, I mean, I think are viable. I think we're going to end up having LRAD systems. If you don't know somebody in law enforcement, maybe you should get acquainted and have them actually buy you an LRAD system and put it on your house so that you have a way to warn your neighbors, because these things go anywhere from 1 to 5 miles in range. Nobody's thinking about this stuff now, but I really have a feeling that if you want to have another Paul Revere, the British are coming, you're going to have a way to literally warn people and have a way to get generated power to that LRAD unit if all hell starts breaking loose and we're without electricity. You're going to have some sort of capability.
Right, that's the thing. How long does that last, the battery in that thing? Because you're in a remote location.
Well, if you are, I mean, these things will go for 5 miles. Your neighbors will hear it. And you have to be able to muster the troops when this happens. I mean, this is like, whoa, Dave, this is far-fetched. No, it's not. We literally could be facing this kind of onslaught, if not from our own government, from invaders, foreign invaders. And, I mean, we're talking about these people coming across the border, and we don't know how many gotaways there are. These gotaways could be criminals that are armed to the teeth. I mean, you've seen how many people are dressed in camouflage. I mean, it's only a matter of time before these arms insurrectionists start trying to take out we the people. And the United States government is going, hey, whatever. They don't care whether somebody, some illegal immigrant, chops off a legal immigrant's head and throws it in the street. They don't care. They convicted the guy and put him away. But the thing is how many others like him are out there ready to commit bodily harm and offenses against the human being in this country that are here, that are citizens, white supremacists or not? I don't give a damn about these people in this woke crap that's out there right now. Sherry, it doesn't matter. What matters is being able to defend yourself if you have to against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Well, you're going to need some pretty sophisticated ear protection to counteract that if you're going to be there. You know, because it's only going to last so long. The guys that you see what I mean? I'm talking about your help.
No, they have headphones for that purpose. The police wear them when they're using the LRAD. Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right.
Thanks for your comment. I mean, I love the post. The post aspects of this are great. Patrice in Ohio, I know you're holding. Thank you. What's up? I know you're laughing. You're going, Dave, you're out there this morning.
Okay, what? Well, no. Why'd I call? No. I believe the last your guest said what I said the other day.
Yeah.
First of all,
you agree.
They don't
We're at the break, Patrice. We're at the break. I'm hearing the break music in my ear, and so if you want to hold, we'll come back to you after the break and have this conversation. All right. Thank you so much. And we're going to talk about Meghan and Harry. They're trying to pull another Justice Smollett-style hoax, claiming that they were chased like Lady Di, Princess Diana. Oh, my. You wait till you hear about this. We'll be back after the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
A comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
After the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. You know, it's really sad that we have to be having these kinds of conversations, but that's one of the reasons Dr. Mark Sherwood was on the phone. And, of course, we're getting reactions from our listeners. Patrice in Ohio, you're back on the line. What's up?
So, first of all, if we can't even trust our elections, what makes you think we're going to get anything else going on with anybody in this government? It's beyond ridiculous. I would love to know why in the world or what caused Donald Trump to hold back and not move forward about his election. There is a crux of what was said, who controlled him to not fight for that.
Yeah,
and
that kind of,
not
no,
only
I,
that,
I get it.
That's the powers that be. That's the powers that be. So the powers that be are going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to get rid of Joe when Joe's no longer useful. They'll stick Kamala or whatever you want to call her.
Yeah, chlamydia.
They'll do whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
But as we said yesterday, this is a spiritual thing. This is just government. I'm not going to trust in any man or woman. I'm not going to trust in a human. The only human that I'm impressed with is Jesus Christ. That's the only one.
Yeah.
All the rest of this can just go fly a kite.
Yep,
and
I get it.
God will equip us. God will equip us. We can't, I'm not going to count on a cannon or a bomb or this or that. Whatever. He's in control.
Mm-hmm.
He's in control.
He is, but the thing is he gave us a sound mind.
But
and
all
a free will.
Everybody's telling you, it's in your faith. Supernatural.
Yeah.
You got to trust in that. You got to trust in that.
We do. We
People
pray
getting
constantly.
All flustered in all this stuff.
I'm not flustered.
Well,
I'm happy today,
pray.
Patrice.
It's more than praying. It's trusting,
called
believing,
pistis.
And you're going to receive.
Yep. Pistis, Patrice. Thanks so much. I'll explain that. Appreciate your call. Pistis is the Greek word for faith-based action. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to try to get a former Army Ranger on the show to talk about defensive maneuvers. Now, all a bunch of little Paul Revere's out there. You know, see, he served his purpose. One up by land and two up by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be. You see, and this is what we have to start thinking about, because history repeats itself, and those who are ignorant of history are condemned to repeat it. And that wasn't God that said it. It was the late George Santayana. And this is one of the things that Billy Joel wrote in the song, We Didn't Start the Fire. You know, we should play that for one of our exit songs. We Didn't Start the Fire. Maybe we should play that in this segment if we can dig it up. You know, the thing is that, Santayana, goodbye. That was one of the lyrics in the song. Because, see, we didn't start the fire, but it still keeps burning on and on and on. We have been given a task on this earth to walk in love, but there comes a point in time where we have to stand up for what we believe in, just like Jesus Christ did. He allowed them to mock him. He had a mission here. He was going to die on the cross. He was going to be raised from the dead. And now we're talking about spiritual now. He ascended into heaven in a spiritual body. And from that point on, all those wimps of disciples that hid behind closed doors were imbued with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost and rose up and got bold, and each one of them suffered a fate. Each one of them. Peter was crucified upside down. Paul was beheaded in Rome. All of these other disciples of his all met similar fates because they stood up for what they believed in. And of course, you know, here's the thing about disaster, about Katrina, about Waco, about Ruby Ridge. There are lessons to be learned. See, Randy Weaver was an ex-special forces, okay, soldier. This is the thing. They want to know two things. The federal government wants to know two things. Do you have a way to resist a chemical attack? That means, do you have a gas mask with a NATO filter on it or some sort of filtration system? That's one thing they want to know. Can you withstand this? This is why they investigate and they surveil before they strike. This is a pattern of behavior if you just watch what's going on. The Branch Davidians at Waco had gas masks. We know that, all right? The second thing they want to know is how well armed you are. Now, if you're caching weapons and, you know, I mean, there are all sorts of books out there on how to do certain things, and I'm not going to get into it on this show, but these are things that a lot of prepared Americans and veterans out there, like Mark Sherwood just talked about. He's ex-cop. He knows. He's ex-military. He knows. And you see, the thing is, he's been out on these raids. He knows what they do. He knows about their patterns of operation. We have to start, and it's a sad state of affairs, when we have to start not trusting our own government. But even Alan Dershowitz just came out when this report came out from John Durham. You know, not Bull Durham, John Durham. When that report came out from John Durham, now Dershowitz even got up. And he's a liberal think tank kind of guy, all right? Sometimes they have him on Fox News because he makes sense with some of the things he said, being a Harvard law professor, talking to Kai and Harvard Yad. But the thing is, here's the thing. It's sad that, you know, Dershowitz has to get up there and say, you can't trust your government. See, told you. Even the FBI lied. Oh, come on. I've known they've lied forever and a day. That is, there's no fidelity, bravery, and integrity. Whoever came up with that acronym was full of the proverbial caca. There is no way. You cannot trust these people. They infiltrated on January 6th. Everybody knows it. If you don't recognize those things, you're living in another world. You're in the ozone. Your mind is not there. You believe in everything the government tells you to do, when they say you need to go get the jab, you'll be the first one in line. You need to get the flu shot. It's got an mRNA in it, but hey, who cares? You'll be the first one in line. All these idiots out there trust their government more than they trust God. And I don't care, you know, you have all these transgenders out there. They just want to get their face on a Bud Light can. They don't give a damn about America. They don't care about anything but themselves. And you see, they'll be the ones that will perish in an instant, in a blink of an eye. They'll be the ones perishing. And I'm not judging here. And don't pull that judge not and ye shall not be judged, because God is going to do the judging. That is the day of judgment. And all these people that turned away from him, their fate has already been decided. Their name is not in the book of life. We talked about that on the show yesterday, right? If you liked yesterday's show, you heard Mr. Stanley talk about the book of life. And the fact his name was in it. God put somebody in his path to make him see that all was not lost. And you have to have faith, just like Patrice said, you got to have faith and you got to put your trust in God that he's going to give you the wisdom, which is knowledge applied, to make the right decisions. You cannot ignore the garbage that is going on in America today. I understand that. This is why we have Harry and Meghan out there now sitting there pontificating, because she just got an award from Gloria Steinem, Miss Foundation's Women of Vision, awarded by Steinem herself. And then they get in their car and the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and Markle's mom, Doria Ragland, you know, they were involved in a near catastrophic car chase. How do you have a near catastrophic car chase in New York City? Do you know what the traffic is like in downtown? And the police pull over Harry and Meghan's car that they were in, stop the driver because he's trying to weave in and out of traffic. And they're sitting there doing this Jussie Smollett style hoax, according to what a lot of the media is now portraying this as. They were trying to evade the paparazzi. Too bad they didn't hit the tunnel, right? We don't have a tunnel except for the Holland Tunnel, you know. I mean, they weren't even close. So, you know, you got to doubt this garbage that's coming out of the mainstream media, because it's all weapons of mass distraction. And about, you know, Mayorkas Dorcas, you know, we've got this surge of migrants coming across this border, which is why we had Dr. Mark Sherwood on here. We've got the Second Amendment is the only thing right now that is stopping this government from taking away all of our rights. All of them. Bill in Illinois, you got to love what the Supreme Court just did for the assault weapons ban in your state, right?
Well, I'll tell you, we've been living in a communist state over here for a long time. There'll never be any free elections in this state. They've taken over everything. But the thing I was going to say, I don't know if you covered it, but there was a lot of elite troops that were purged out of the army, you know, during this COVID thing, too. They didn't want to take the shot.
That's right.
And everything else, you know. And yep. I just wonder how they're reacting to all this.
But oh, I can tell you.
I wanted to bring up.
I can tell you how they're reacting to this. They're going, I told you so. I told you so. Look at all these people suffering from myocardial infarctions. All of a sudden, we've got people in the military having heart attacks. It's like, you took the jab. I know it was the jab. These people are smart. They got out based on their religious beliefs. They put their faith in God more than they did raising their right hand, giving their allegiance to what? You and I both agree on that, right?
Well, I'll tell you, I would take one of them to 100 of what was left in the military when it comes to what they can do. But another thing I wanted to bring up also was, are you still there, David?
I am. Thank you for that comment.
Okay. What I wanted to bring up again is these storage containers all around the areas over here. They've been mounting up storage containers 5-6 high all over the place, and we don't know what's in these storage containers. And that was brought up on some other shows that, you know, 1 out of 100 is checked. You can pay the guy off or whatever, you know what I mean? So we don't know what's in these storage containers, and people need to, you know, focus on that also.
Okay, well, and we don't know. They could be empty, because that's where they're going to be putting illegal immigrants. They're going to be giving them a place to stay to get them out of the elements, and they might have those storage containers there just for that purpose. Or there's another reason.
Could be weapons or something else in there, I believe. You know,
there could be, there could be any other number of things in those things, and it could be that this is where they intend to put all the bodies that when they have a mass invasion and people start killing each other, that may be why they're doing it as well. We're being told that the CBDC is going to be introduced into the U.S. economy in July, and it's like they're not going to come in and just take over, and all of a sudden everybody's bank account is now converted to digital. That's not going to happen. They're going to try to make it convenient, so all those ignorant people, unlike you and me, Bill, those ignorant people are going to turn around and go, oh, how convenient is that? Oh, let's just do that. We're using our debit card anyway. All this makes sense. Let's just trust Uncle Sam. They don't understand what they're giving up.
A lot of people get stuff online anyway, so they're going to go along with it. They're going to say, oh, it's easy for me, you know. So,
They'll be the ones that capitulate, and they'll be the first ones to perish when it all comes down, because at some point in time, like the Bible says, it will come down. Any other parting thoughts? Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call so much. I'm glad we're all chiming in this morning. We still have some time left over. Got 10 minutes left. And Governor Joe Lombardo, in his first vetoes of the 2023 legislative session, Joe Lombardo rejected a trio of firearms-related bills yesterday. He won't support legislation that infringes on the constitutional rights of Nevadans. We'll see. Now, here is... Now you got to have a legislature in Nevada that has to override the governor's veto, because he's not going to put this up. Assembly Bill 355 basically would prohibit a person younger than 21 from possessing or purchasing a semi-automatic shotgun or semi-automatic rifle. And Assembly Bill 354 would bar people from possessing a firearm within 100 feet of an entrance to an election site. Both bills were passed in the Senate Monday on party lines. Well, of course it was on party lines. It's all political theater. Governor Lombardo, even though a lot of people out there think you're worthless, you were the sheriff, and now you're governor, at least you did the right thing. You protected those people's Second Amendment rights. See, here's the thing about Second Amendment, folks. It said the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, period. That means no government. It's a natural God-given right. No government, no nothing can tell you that you don't have the right to bear arms. So that means that if you end up in a confrontation, put yourself in Randy Weaver's shoes. He wasn't prepared for any of this. He got trapped. Governor Jerry Spence, the cowboy lawyer, when Randy Weaver went to court, Jerry Spence actually dug up the information and proved that Randy was entrapped by two FBI agents. They trapped him into sawed off shotguns. Now, he didn't have to do it, but they cajoled him and coaxed him and got in his head, and he did what they asked him to do and gave him the guns back, and they went after him on it, and Jerry Spence uncovered what really happened. Like J6, Randy Weaver was entrapped. The whole of J6 was a trap, and if you don't believe that, I'm sorry. It was. When you've got FBI informants and people that haven't been prosecuted, like Ray Epps and the guy with the bullhorn up in the tower up there, screaming, get in there, just like Gene Hackman on Enemy of the State. I mean, I beg you, if you have time to watch Enemy of the State, watch that, because you won't appreciate Surveillance State until you watch that movie with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. I know you don't like Will Smith. But understand something. Hollywood got in your face in this movie, and they described perfectly. They described perfectly what our government is doing to surveil you. It's in your face. You want to watch a movie, Enemy of the State, that's your homework assignment. Go watch that movie. I want some phone calls tomorrow on Feel Good Friday to tell me exactly what you thought of that movie, Enemy of the State. You should watch it. Go find it on Netflix. I don't care. Find it somewhere and go watch it. The IRS, by the way, has flagged over 1 million tax returns citing possible identity theft. Oh, that's their excuse? Gee, did someone actually file an identity theft report? Huh. They said 12,617 of the tax returns were fraudulent, and they prevented the distribution of refunds totaling $105.3 million. Now, could this be one of these phony 1099 OID forms? Don't fall for that. I know people that did it, and they served a year and a day in Club Fed. You don't want to go there. There's a whole lot of people that are going to do these tax fraud scams, and you need to wake up and be aware of it. It's a trap. Yeah, you might get a paycheck and you put it in your bank account, but it's not going to be there for long, because they will come after you. They will find you. And if you participated in this, you're in trouble. There's some state AGs that are now charging insurance companies that this net zero agenda may violate U.S. antitrust laws. Before, we told you about Austin dropping nearly 30 places in the new rankings of the best U.S. places to live. You know, it makes me wonder why I'm hearing so many people that are living in Texas right now are actually considering moving out of the Lone Star State. You know, after what happened with Texas and the House bill being defeated, you see, I hate to tell Daniel this, but you're going to have to do a whole lot better job if you want Texas to secede in Texas of vetting the people that are putting these bills forward to make sure they don't have skeletons in their closet. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is exactly what happened because we have a legislature in Austin that is corrupt. Target, by the way, woke Target, has predicted over $1 billion in losses due to shoplifting. I told you it was going to happen, didn't I? All the have-nots, the people that are in trouble economically that can't afford to go out and pay for stuff, are now stealing it due to inflation. And they're basically pulling back from non-essential purchases like electronics and home goods. Yeah, why go do, you know, why buy TVs when you can just steal them? See, this is the mindset of the have-nots. And there's going to be more and more have-nots as time goes on, especially the illegal immigrant kind of have-nots. And this is why I'm going to try to get an ex-Army Ranger to come on the show and talk about defensive maneuvers, because you need to know how to defend yourself. That's why they have the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, with insurance that'll actually help pay for your legal bills in case they throw you in jail for defending yourself. Yeah, you can buy their policy and tell them I sent you. USCCA.com. You know, they have insurance policies for people like that if you're worried about it. But tell them Dave Krieger from the Power Hour sent you there. And I'd like to get Tim Schmidt on the phone, who's the head of the USCCA. I keep begging them to come on. I don't know why they don't want to come on the show. They spend plenty of time putting emails out, but they sure as hell don't want to come on to this show and talk about it. It's like Lauren Boebert. Now that, you know, I've contributed to her campaign, I want her to call the show and tell me why she really filed for divorce. Why had that happen? See, more scandal rocking Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene, God love you for making the comment. We all would like to see Biden and Chlamydia Harris impeached and you get Kevin McCarthy in there. And then the dictates are going to tell him, you know, don't be so hasty to get rid of Mayorkas and all the rest of the cabinet, Garland, everybody else. I mean, he literally could come in and clean house overnight. These people are not elected. They are appointed. They're approved by the Senate and appointed to their positions. And the Senate is doing nothing to get rid of them, which shows you exactly where this government is at in their mindset. They don't care because they're all part of it. Mark Sherwood just said the uniparty system. Montana, by the way, has become the first state, U.S. state, to ban TikTok in an effort to protect the residents from alleged intelligence gathering by China. Gee, why aren't the rest of the states doing this so the federal government doesn't have to? Because if the federal government doesn't, they're going to try to get the Restrict Act in there, and then they're going to be monitoring everybody's communications, and you'll end up like these six people in Kiev that posted social media posts about the Russian invasion, the attack overnight, and now they're in jail because we can't have that kind of stuff getting on social media now. But this bomb went off outside my neighborhood, man. Zelensky, aren't you paying attention here? Why'd the bomb go off? I just put it on social media because it happened to me and I'm traumatized. Well, now you're in jail. You see how censorship works? This is the fine line in America, because once freedom of speech goes, that's when the killing starts, folks. I know you're all saying God's going to take care of me. Oh, yeah. They will come for you. And will you just literally walk out and let them take you? You can sit there and you can pray as they put your head in the guillotine and pull the lever and your head comes off. Yeah, I believe in God. You're going to have to stand up and you're going to have to testify, and they're going to make you deny God. They're going to make you deny Christ like Peter did three times before they put your head in the guillotine. They're going to come for you. Now, the question is, you want to die like that? or you want to die for what you believe in. See, ask any veteran on the street about the oath he took to protect America from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Ask any vet on the street about it and about the oath they took. Bill in Illinois just brought up a very valid point. I love it when the callers call and they come up with valid points like this. The valid point is, you know, what about these guys that got out of the military because of their religious beliefs and not taking a jab? It was that simple. And now they're looking back going, I made the right choice. There's a lot of stuff that we haven't covered. If you want to buy a solar system, you go to Lion Energy and then you call us and let us know you bought a solar system. People, you need to start preparing because our grid is in trouble. These are things that are going to be on the email blast. All the links are there. We appreciate you on your show today. Feel Good Friday is tomorrow. TGIF. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless what is left of the United States of America, because Lord knows we need help. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.